You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Bob Zimmerman about a discovery of an asteroid inside the orbit of Venus, very close to the sun. Very difficult to see because of the glare of the sun. Only the second one ever discovered. Why is this of note? Because it's large, half a mile across. The previous discovery was a mile across. Very difficult to see, but one scientist did. Bob identifies this as something that is dangerous. He explains why. Much more of this tonight. Bob Zimmerman.
I haven't discovered it, but an astronomer using ground-based telescopes has discovered only the second asteroid ever found that circles the sun within the orbit of Venus. It's very hard to find asteroids that are closer to the sun than the Earth because the sun's glare makes it hard to look. And so we haven't found many, and it's not clear how many there would be. And of course, there's an issue, because if there are big ones down there, out of sight, they could be a threat to us, and we don't know they're there. Well, this is the second one discovered. It's about a half mile across. Its orbit takes it just beyond the orbit of Venus at its farthest point from the sun. The models about asteroids closer to the sun than Venus says there won't be a lot of them because the sun's radiation and light will act to drive them away or make their orbits unstable so they'll fall into the sun. But there seems to be now evidence that if the asteroid's larger, like this asteroid's half a mile across, and the previous one that was discovered was a mile across. If they're larger, the radiation of the sun is not sufficient to ruin their orbits. And so that means we might not have a lot of these, but we might have big ones, which, of course, once again raises the question, are they a threat to us? And they might be.